AVS Media Demo.
A Man Who Had No Eyes, a short story by McKinley Cantor. A beggar was coming down the avenue just as Mr. Parsons emerged from his hotel. He was a blind beggar, carrying the traditional battered cane and thumping his way
AVS Media Demo.
Half furtive effort of the sightless. He was a shaggy, thick-necked fellow. His coat was greasy about the lapels and pockets, and his hands splayed over the cane's crook with a futile sort of clinging. He wore a black pouch slung over his shoulder.
AVS Media Demo.
The air was rich with spring, the sun was warm and yellowed on the asphalt. Mr. Parsons, standing there in front of his hotel and noting the clack-clack approach of the sightless man, felt a sudden and foolish sort of pity for all blind people.
AVS Media Demo.
And, thought Mr. Parsons, he was very glad to be alive. A few years ago, he had been little more than a skilled laborer. Now he was successful, respected, admired. Insurance. And he had done it alone, unaided, struggling beneath
AVS Media Demo.
The blue air of spring, fresh from its memories of windy pools and lush shrubbery, could thrill him with eagerness. He took a step forward, just as the tap-tapping blind man passed him by. Quickly, the shabby fellow turned.
AVS Media Demo.
Listen, Governor, just a minute of your time.
Mr. Parsons said.
It's late. I have an appointment. Do you want me to give you something?
I ain't no beggar, Governor. You bet I ain't. I got a handy little article.
AVS Media Demo.
He could press a small object into Mr. Parsons' hand.
That I sell. $1. Best cigarette lighter made.
Mr. Parsons stood there, somewhat annoyed and embarrassed. He was a handsome figure with his immaculate gray suit.
AVS Media Demo.
Of course, the man with the cigarette lighters could not see him.
But I don't smoke.
Listen, I bet you know plenty of people who smoke. Nice little present.
Wheedled the man.
And mister, wouldn't you mind helping a...
AVS Media Demo.
Mr. Parsons' sleeve. Mr. Parsons sighed and felt in his vest pocket. He brought out $2 half and pressed them into the man's hand.
Certainly I'll help you out. As you say, I can give it to someone.
AVS Media Demo.
Boy, would... Have you lost your sight entirely?
The shabby man pocketed the $2 half.
14 years, Governor.
Then he added...
AVS Media Demo.
Westbury, sir. I was one of them.
Westbury?
Repeated Mr. Parsons.
Yes. The chemical explosion. The papers haven't mentioned it for years.
AVS Media Demo.
It was supposed to be one of the greatest disasters in...
They've all forgotten about it.
The fellow shifted his feet wearily.
I tell you, Governor, a man who is in it doesn't forget nothing about it. Last thing I ever saw was C Shop going up in one grand...
AVS Media Demo.
...pouring out in all the busted windows.
Mr. Parsons coughed. But the blind peddler was caught up with the train of his dramatic reminiscence. And also, he was thinking that there might be more $1/2 in Mr. Parsons.
AVS Media Demo.
Governor. There were 108 people killed, about 200 injured, and over 50 of them lost their eyes, blind as bats.
He groped forward until his dirty hand rested against Mr. Parsons' coat.
I tell you, sir, there ain't nothing worse than that.
AVS Media Demo.
I lost my eyes in the war, okay, I would have been taken care of. But I was just a worker, working for what was in it. And I got it. And you're so right, I got it. While others were making their dough, they were insured. Don't worry about that.
AVS Media Demo.
Yes, that's what I sell.
You know how I lost my eyes?
Cried the man.
Well, here it is.
His words fell with the bitter and studied drama of a story often told and told for money.
AVS Media Demo.
C-shop. Last of all the folks rushing out. Out in the air was a chance, even with the buildings exploding left and right. Lots of the guys made it out safe out the door and got away. And just when I was about there, crawling between those big vats, a guy behind me grabs my leg.
AVS Media Demo.
Maybe he was nuts. I don't know. I tried to forgive him in my heart, Governor, but he was bigger than me. And he hauls me back and climbs right over me, tramples me in the dirt. And then he gets out, and I lie there with all that poison gas pouring down all over...
AVS Media Demo.
...flames and stuff.
He swallowed a studied sob and stood dumbly expectant. You could imagine the next words. Tough luck, my man. Now I want you.
That's the story, Governor.
Spring wind shrilled past them.
AVS Media Demo.
Not quite,
said Mr. Parsons. The blind peddler shivered crazily.
Not quite? What do you mean, you...
The story is true,
Mr. Parsons said.
Except it was the other way around.
AVS Media Demo.
Say, Governor.
I was in C-Shop,
said Mr. Parsons.
It was the other way around. You were the fellow who hauled back on me and climbed over me. You were bigger than I was, Marquardt.
AVS Media Demo.
Parsons, by heaven, I thought you...
And then he screamed fiendishly.
Yes, maybe so, but I'm blind, and you're standing there letting me spout to you and laughing at me every minute.
AVS Media Demo.
You got away, but I'm blind, do you hear?
Well,
said Mr. Parsons.
Don't make such a row about it, Marquardt. So am I.